The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Much has been written about fate, retribution. You get what you give. Those who live by the sword die by the sword, and so forth. But often one starts out in life with what one believes are the best of intentions, only to be dealt a blow from which some of us never recover. This does not mean our lives are preordained, but, as Shakespeare has said, the fault, dear Brutus, is in ourselves, not in our stars. In other words, know thyself.
You took long enough, Grishka. 8 bells is the time we agreed upon.
We were stopped by the cursed Coast Guard.
If we are delayed and cannot pull up anchor with the tide, we risk everything.
Don't be nervous, Captain. I shall be back in an hour. When have I ever failed you?
Our mystery drama, The Guilt of the Innocent, is adapted from a story by Maxim Gorky, especially for the Mystery Theater by G. Frederick Lewis, and stars Fred Gwynne and Bob Caliban. I'll be back shortly. With Act One. Let me paint the scene for you. Russia, a seaport town on a hot summer day. The sky blue 1 hour and the next boiling with black clouds and storms. From morning till night, cargoes from Greece, Turkey, Europe are loaded and unloaded. Sailors, dock workers, customs officials shout and curse one another, a bedlam of perspiring activity. Standing, watching all this with wide eyes is Ivan, a farm boy who has come to the city to find work.
I first saw Grisha Chelkash on the waterfront yesterday afternoon. He didn't see me. If I hadn't gone to church, I never would have met him. But that comes later. Can you imagine, Father, what a hungry wolf looks like? Scrawny, clever, shoulders humped, eyes looking everywhere. That's Grishka, a human scavenger. I was on the dock, lying behind a big coiled hawser, enjoying the sun, when I overheard 2 voices.
Hey, Grishka.
What do you want?
Is this when you come out of your hole? When it's 12 noon and everyone has stopped work to eat?
Haven't you anything better to do than spy on me, eh?
Grishka, who do you think you're fooling? It's me, Alexei. I've been working these docks for as many years as you've been stealing from them.
Who says I steal?
My dear comrade, it doesn't bother me. It amuses me.
Oh, by the way, Grishka, the dock officers have gotten wind of those 2 cases of goods, remember? They're on the lookout.
What are you talking about, Alexei? Everyone on the waterfront is my friend. The guards, too.
I can't waste any more time talking to you. Just a word of warning, that's all.
Hey, wait a bit. Have you seen Leonid?
No, not for a week. You might ask your good friends, the dock guards. Turn around, Grishka. Your good friend Semyonich is right behind you.
Hey, Semyonich, I didn't see you.
Well, I see you, Grishka. You have been ordered not to come near this dock. Now turn around and go before I break your ribs.
Semyonich, old friend, you break my heart talking to me like that. Shake my hand, huh?
Let go of my hand. Let go, I say.
I'm just shaking it out of pure friendship. No hard feelings. I love you like a brother.
Let go of my hand.
Tell me, dear old friend, have you seen Leonid?
Leonid? Who's Leonid? I don't know any Leonid. You let go of me? The inspector will see you, and he won't like this.
How can he object to old friends shaking hands, huh? Now, Tell me, have you seen Leonid?
He's been taken to the hospital already 3 days. He was trying to steal some iron bars and they fell on his foot.
The poor man.
Crushed his foot. Serves him right.
Now, was I asking too much? Listen, Semyonich, I hear you've been sneaking off with 2 cases of goods, old boy. Huh?
You devil, you get out of here.
You had better watch your step. You'll get caught one of these days. I'll tell you what I'll do. I am that concerned for your soul. I shall go across the road to the church and pray for you. Who knows? I might even light a candle.
It so happened that I too, Ivan Ivanovich, was in that church to pray for my mother and father, who are sick, and for Masha, the girl at home I wanted to marry, and to offer a prayer to find work in this city, so that I could take enough money home to make my parents well again and be able to marry Masha. As I was leaving by the side door, I felt this Grishka Chelkash behind me.
After you.
Oh, no, sir, after you.
No. You were first at this church door. I insist.
Please, sir, politeness is necessary.
I'm amazed. A youth so well spoken in this day and age. We shall walk out at the same time. Arm in arm. My, what a muscular fellow you are. Hey, feel those biceps. You certainly are not from the city.
You can tell?
Oh, broad shoulders and sunburned face. That comes from plowing, and planting. The bag you're carrying, probably with your passport and papers. And your hand scythe. What use would a scythe be to a city fellow, You've been off mowing, I'll bet,
You have to mow an entire acre and all you get is pennies. It's poor business. I can't save anything, and every day I'm getting older, and I want to get married.
Ah, married, an admirable desire.
Would you believe it? 60 kopecks an acre they paid in Kuban. That's why I left there. Why do people work for so little?
If you can't afford a meal, even a crust of bread tastes good. What's your name?
Ivan Ivanovich.
Grishka Chelkash.
What are you, a cobbler, a tailor?
A fisherman.
A fisherman? You catch fish?
Fish? You are a country boy. No. People here don't only catch fish. They fish for drowned men, old anchors, sunken ships, anything available.
Oh, so that's your trade.
You have to be bold. To be that kind of fisherman.
I'm afraid to be bold.
That means you're afraid to be free. Don't you care for freedom?
Oh, yes. Be my own master. Go where you please. Do as you like. Oh, what a life it would be.
But you don't have the courage for it.
I don't know. I'm too mindful of others, I suppose. And of course, I'm mindful of God.
God.
What are you doing in a church if you don't believe in God?
Who says I don't believe in God? I never said so. Have you eaten?
Not since last night.
I like you. I invite you to eat and drink. Come on.
Why I went along with Grishka Chelkash that day, Father, I will never know. Curiosity, I suppose. He was such a disreputable-looking man. I thought it was something of a joke. He should invite me to be his guest.
Come. Ivan, boy. Finish your glass. Do you want to make Grishka ashamed of his new friend?
It's no use. What can I do? I was born poor. I will die poor.
Would you like a job tonight with me?
A job? What kind of a job?
Look who's being choosy. A job. We're going fishing. You row the boat.
I don't mind a job, only I don't want to get into trouble.
What trouble?
I mean, I heard you talking on the dock. I just...
wouldn't want to do anything wrong.
You watch what you're saying, unless you'd like to see your nose on the other side of your face.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I need work. I don't care who I work for, but...
That's more like
it. I only meant you don't look like a working man or a boss the way you're dressed.
You just do as I say. Here, aren't you going to finish your drink? Give it to me then. It's a sin to waste vodka. What's keeping you? Huh? Ivan, what's the matter? I can't hold onto the prow of this rowboat all night.
The oar lock doesn't fit. Can I just knock it with the oar?
No. Not a sound. Push it down with your hand. It'll go in by itself. I told you to be quiet. Quiet. Ready or not, I'm shoving off. Now, row straight out to that blue light. See? Row quiet. You have to make all that noise?
You are there in that robot.
Does he mean us?
You and the robot, bring it back. You hear me? Bring that robot back.
Keep rowing.
I thought this was
your boat. It is. Of course it is. Who else is...
Hey, Robert. Somebody is stealing the boat.
Oh, good Lord. What have I gotten into?
Stop blubbering, will you? Not yelling at us.
Really?
It's someone else making off with the boat. It's not us.
I've never done anything like this in my life. Oh, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me.
Maxim Gorky, the author of this story, lived what he wrote about. He had a miserable childhood. It was hard. He was poor. In fact, the name he wrote under, Gorky, in Russian means the bitter one. Grishka, the dock thief, and Ivan, the country bumpkin, are both pieces of this great writer's own life. How these two are transformed by time and events, we will discover when I return shortly with Act Two. We're in a small rowboat skimming across the dark harbor. At the oars, Ivan, a country boy with a thirst for money and dreams of tomorrow. In the stern, an old, experienced rascal of a thief, Grishka, with no thoughts of the future. Grishka, who lives only for each day, for which he steals by night. Here is Ivan.
Why, I am in this boat. What am I doing? Whatever this old robber is engaged in, I'm sure he is up to no good. The night is black as ink. Everywhere there are anchored vessels like ominous floating gravestones. I'm terrified.
You are rowing well. We shall reach our destination soon.
Grishka, I'm frightened.
What a fool you are, boy. There's nothing dreadful about water. You know, I have always loved the sea, especially at night. That dark, wide expanse, boundless, free, mighty.
Are we near?
Soon. A fisherman must be patient.
I don't see any tackle in the boat. Where's the tackle?
The tackle in the stern, right under where I'm sitting.
What sort of tackle is it?
Be quiet, huh? And don't poke your nose into what's not your business. You've been hired to row, and you'd better row.
You told me I'd get 5 rubles. Did you mean it?
Would I cheat you? If I said 5, when you've done your part, you'll get 5.
Ahoy there! You, rowboat!
Oh, who's that? What's that?
Searchlight.
Only the Coast Guard. You do as I say and keep your mouth shut.
Ahoy, Coast Guard.
Pull up alongside us.
Yes, sir. We'll row right up to you.
Now, Mind what I said. Play dumb. Dumb. I'll do the talking.
What do they want?
They're only looking for smugglers. Don't worry.
To begin with, I would like to know what a rowboat without lights is doing out in these waters this time of night. What is your name?
Grishka Chelkash. Why, my boy, I'm old enough to be your father. And a very good job you're doing, patrolling. I've always said so, haven't I, Ivan? These coast guards, I've always said, I'd hate to be a smuggler trying to get away with any contraband in these waters. Haven't I?
Who are you, young man?
He's my cousin, Ivan Ivanovich. He's from Kuban.
Are you Ivan Ivanovich?
Oh, yes. I'm Ivan.
We just went out for a little row.
And you are just showing him the sights of the harbor, is that it?
How did you know? Ivan's never been in a boat before.
Oh, is that so? Well, where did you learn to row, Ivan?
Who, me? I always knew how to row.
Isn't he the boastful young liar? You know that's not true, cousin. You must speak the truth to the Coast Guard.
I always speak the truth, as God is my witness.
And whose rowboat is this?
I don't know. We just took it.
He has such a quaint way of putting it, like all country boys. Of course, he doesn't know my boat. He just came in from Kuban today.
Well, I'm letting you go. We haven't found anything in your boat.
Oh, why should you? There isn't anything. So, good. We'll be on our way.
And you'd better get back to shore before you run into trouble. We're stopping all boats without lights.
Back to shore. We certainly shall. Come, Ivan. Good night, Captain.
I am not the captain.
Good night anyway. Ivan, you can thank your lucky stars. If that Coast Guard officer had been suspicious, they would have clapped us in irons. And I'll tell you once again, and I mean it. When I say play dumb, I mean just that. Now, row to that boat with a little blue light.
Let me go, please. For the Lord's sake. Put me on shore somewhere. What am I to you? I can't go through with this. I'm not used to such things.
What are you babbling about? We haven't done anything.
Wrong things, wrong. I know what you are up to.
Hold your tongue, idiot. That's what I get from taking some lout from Kuban. If I didn't need you, you wouldn't be here. So, keep quiet and row. More to the left, idiot. Or we'll go right by her.
I can tell you, I was never so terrified. This man will kill me. He would use me and kill me. Or if he didn't, the others would. Who they were, who he was in league with, I didn't know. But I knew something was very wrong. And something was going to happen. I was being punished by God for seeking so much money. 5 rubles for a night's rowing. We tied up at the big steamer with the blue light and climbed on board. On deck, I held onto the rail in the dark. I couldn't stop shaking.
You took long enough, Grishka. 8 bells is the time we agreed upon.
The cursed Coast Guard stopped us, Captain.
Stopped?
Nothing happened, Captain. Nothing. I told them I was out for an evening's row with a country cousin.
They believed you? With this cousin?
Hook, line, and sinker.
They didn't see which way you went.
Of course not. What do you think I am? An amateur?
Late, and excuses. Not the way I do business.
Lenny is in the hospital with a crushed foot. I had to take what I could find. I was looking for hours.
You should have looked sooner. We weigh anchor in the morning tide. What will you bring?
The same as last time.
Only the same?
It will be worth at least 1,000. At least.
Are you sure?
Have I ever told you more when it was less? That's not the way I do business. 1,000 rubles, guarantee. and you shall have it in the hour.
All right, it will do.
You expect too much, Captain. One cannot make a killing every time.
All right, all right. Is that your rower, that creature by the rail, your cousin?
That's him.
Is he strong enough to go back and return here in an hour?
Oh, strong as an ox.
Then go, go. 1 hour from now, I shall expect you.
Don't be nervous, Captain. When have I ever failed you?
Now I knew for certain I was in trouble. Shady doings. And God is punishing me. I was a lost soul. I rowed with the devil behind me to another dock, further along down the waterfront. Let me go, for heaven's sake. Let me ashore here. I won't say a word.
Stop whining. Give over rowing. Now, push the boat along with your hands on the wall. Quietly, you idiot. Stop. Give me the oars. Give them here. Where's your passport, huh? Your paper? In the bag. Give me the bag. Good. That, my dear fellow, is so that you won't run off.
Huh?
Without oars, you might have gotten off somehow, but without a passport and identity papers, you will be afraid to. Now, watch what I'm doing. Tying the stern line to this iron ring by the ladder. I'm climbing up that ladder to the dock, and you wait for me. If anyone asks you anything, hold your tongue. If you want to get off alive, one peep out of you, and I'll find you and sink you to the bottom of the sea.
In a moment, Grishka was up the ladder and gone. I was alone in the boat in the water. Everywhere I looked, I saw death. On my left was a half-sunken big black hulk without masts, like a huge coffin. Death. I could see storm clouds rolling in. Everything was cold and sinister, like death. I knew I would never see my mother and father and Masha again. Oh, Lord, what have I done?
Hey, you, Ivan. Are you asleep? I'm going to lower this box. You grab it from below. Mind you, it's heavy. Carefully now. Put it into the middle of the boat. Carefully now. Now, here's another one, just as heavy. Now, take the oars, one at a time. Good. I'm coming down.
I've untied her. Now, row. Row, I said, row. Back to the boat with the blue light. Come on now. Put your back into it. You earned good wages, mate. Now we only have to slip by the Coast Guard, and you can take your money and go home to your Masha.
The Lord knows if I shall ever see her again.
How frightened were you?
Me? Not at all.
You needn't work so hard now, the oars, huh? Ease off. Row more slowly as we pass this breakwater. Softly. There are guards on duty at the end of the stones. They might fire a gun at us if they see us.
Holy Mother, pray for us sinners. Not the hour of our death.
Good. Now. That's good. We're past them now. See, there's our ship up ahead. Nothing to be scared of now. Hey, you've earned a good sum. How would you like 25 rubles? No, not five. 25.
I don't want anything. Only to be on shore.
You're a fool on shore. What kind of a life will you have? A work like this, huh? Fishing. You'll have plenty of rubles in your pocket. Enough to be a gentleman. Don't do like I do and drink it away. Here. Here's the ship, huh? Easy now. Easy. We'll go around to the other side with the ladder. They've got ropes to pull up our fish. Oh, one night and I've made 500 rubles. What do you say to that, huh?
500? What's in those crates?
Well worth over 1,000. 2,000. But I sell cheap. Isn't this better than poverty in a village, huh, Ivan? Business, Ivan. Smart business. Ahoy there, Captain!
500 rubles. Oh, if I had all that.
Hey, let down the ladder. Hey, up there.
Not you, Grishka.
No, it's my great grandfather. Lay down the rope ladder.
Bonjour, Grishka.
When the ladder comes down, Ivan, you tie the boat to it. They'll let down some ropes. We'll haul up the fish. And then we spend the night on board. And tomorrow, cousin, we'll have ourselves a nice row back to shore. I promise you the sights. I want you to take happy memories back to Kuban with you. And a few rubles.
Money. It isn't money, as it's sometimes said, that is the root of all evil, but the love of money. To Grishka, it's not the value of what he steals, but the escapade, the joy of outwitting the authorities. But to Ivan, I'm not so sure. Watch him. Rubles dance before his eyes. So I say, be a little wary of sympathizing with this country boy, and don't be surprised what's in store for you when I return shortly with Act Three. If I remember, we were talking about the effect of money, good, bad, stolen, or borrowed. And to borrow an observation from the great Shakespeare, he said, he that wants money, means, and contempt is without three good friends. But let's not generalize. Specifically, let's look down on the deck of that ship, the one that buys contraband. In other words, stolen goods. Ivan is sleeping on that deck.
Wake up. Good morning, little peasant. Wake up, Ivan.
What? Where am I?
You and I spent the night on my good friend's ship. He's about to pull up anchor. The sun is rising, so we must also.
I could have slept more. I'm still tired.
You had better not be. There's a bit of rowing to do to get us back. And the water's choppy. That means a storm.
All right, Grishka, you haven't left yet. Better get a move on. I'm just going to give the order to weigh anchor.
When will you be back, Captain?
1 month from today. Look for the light.
That I will. Goodbye, Captain. Have a good journey. Make a large profit and come back with an empty hold. Grishka will fill it. Will you look at that? Wow, it begins to rain. It couldn't have rained last night to hide us. When I think of it, I have to laugh. I really do. Oh, Ivan, you should have seen your face last night. Frightened? Frightened. Tell old Grishka, now that it's over, how many times were you ready to die?
It was my first time on such a thing. I could have ruined my soul for life.
Would you do it again?
I don't know. For how much money, that's the point. Grishka?
He's getting bold enough to say my name, Grishka. Well, you're entitled. You're a full partner now.
Grishka, how much did they give you?
Look here, in my shirt. See here, in my trousers. So many ruble notes, I can't even hold them in two hands. 540.
I thought you were bragging. What a lot of money.
We'll have us a good time, my friend. There's enough here for that, huh? Food, wine, women. Now, don't you be worried, Ivan. I'll give you your share.
What would you say to 40 rubles? Hmm? Not 25, 40. Hmm? Satisfied? If you like, I'll give them to you now.
If you don't mind, I wouldn't say no.
You wouldn't say no. Oh, Ivan, I beg you to take the money. Please, please, take it. I don't know what to do with such a lot of money. Please, little Ivan, help me. Here, I put 40 whole rubles at your feet.
Oh, him.
Look at him, look at him. He dropped the oars and look at him grabbing up the money. Oh, look at him stuffing all those wet notes into his shirt. Ivan, rubles against your chest. He'll keep you warm, huh? I'll wager you never saw 40 rubles before in your whole life. And there they are, in your shirt. You know, little one, you know you are greedy. It's in your hands, your fingers, your eyes. I can see it. That's bad. That's bad. But of course, you're a peasant. Ship your oars, lad. We'll let the next wave drive the boat onto the beach. Ah, good, good. That does it. Now, climb out with me before another wave catches it and drags it out again. These waves are strong. Come on, come on. We'll pull it up as far as we can. Up the beach. Pull, pull. That's it, boy. Pull.
It is far enough.
Yeah. Fine, fine. I wouldn't want to lose the boat. Those who own it will come along one day and fetch it. Well, we must say goodbye. It's, I'd say 8 miles from the beach here to town. What are you going to do? Going back to the town?
Hmm? No, I don't think so. I'm not right away.
I don't understand you, standing there with your head down. Ivan is saying goodbye to me, upsetting you. Hmm? What's wrong?
Don't go. Please don't go.
What is it? I'm getting soaking wet standing here. What's the matter with you? Take your arms off me.
No, please.
Here, will you? Stop that or I'll give you a good smack across the mouth. Get away from me.
Think. Give me that money. Give it to me for the Lord's sake.
What money? What? My 500?
What is it to you? You spend it in one night. All of it. In only one night. 500 rubles. It would last me years. Give it to me, Grishka. What do you care? I give it to me. And I'll pray for you every day in three churches for the salvation of your soul. You'll only cast it to the wind in sinful ways. I'll put it into land. Please, give it to me. All of it. What can it mean to you? Did it cost you so much? 1 hour, one night? You're rich. Through a deed of mercy, Grishka.
You stupid, greedy peasant, groveling on your knees. You disgust me. You're not a man. You're not even an animal. No self-respecting dog would crawl like you. Here, take it. Take the money. Take it all. I throw it at you. Look, it's dancing in the wind. Oh, look at it. It's blowing away. You want it so much. Run to the water, Ivan. Pull it out of the sea. Get it. Find it. Find it. Go. Debase yourself.
Come, little rubber. Come here. I got you. Take one. Die. You thought you'd hide under that shell?
Oh,
can't you?
Greedy, to humble oneself for a ruble.
Good. Dear friend, the Lord have mercy on you. I'm a rich man. You're a fine man, Mishka, a good man. Never will I forget you. Never. And my wife and children
I shall bid them to pray for you. You don't know how happy you have made me. Give me your hand. I kiss it. I kiss it.
I wipe my hand. I, who thought you were so innocent. Your guilt is beyond anyone. Beyond anything.
Do you know what I was thinking about when we were rowing back to land? I saw the money in your trousers sticking out of your shirt. I thought, I'll take the oar. See? The oar I'm rowing with. I'll give it to him. You! One hard blow! The money's mine. All of it. 540 rubles. Mine! Then into the sea with you, I thought. Who'll miss him?
Ivan. My little Ivan. The money has made you mad.
Why do you look at me like that? Why are you standing so close to me, Grishka?
You have a very short neck, Matt.
Dog. Let me go. My throat. No. Help.
You didn't think, did you, when you were thinking of hitting me with an oar and dropping me overboard? You didn't think this old man would squeeze your neck so hard, did you? Squeeze. You don't deserve to share the earth with God's creatures. You soil my hands. Oh, look at you there on the sand, squirming like a jellyfish out of water. Ivan Ivanovich, you dirty the clean sand.
My neck.
Your neck is not broken. I should have, but I didn't.
I can't. I can't get my breath. I'm joking.
I'll leave you now. And I curse the day that brought us together.
He had been my friend. He was now my enemy. He started to turn away, turn his back on me. I picked up a stone and let it fly. Many a bird in the village I have killed with a stone. The stone hit Grishka in the back of the head and he fell. His face on the sand. He tried to move a leg. I saw him twitching. Tried to lift his head. I saw him quiver like a bowstring. Grisha. Grisha. It's Ivan. I'll turn you over. Oh, you are heavy. Grisha. So much blood from your head. Get up. I'll help you.
Get away.
So much blood. I'll stop the blood. Rip my shirt. Make a cloth, a bandage. Tie around your head.
Get away. Buzzard. Vulture.
Forgive me. It was the devil tempted me. I kiss your hand.
For heaven's sake, go away. Go to the devil.
No.
What more do you want? You've done your job. Go away.
Grisha, for Mary's sake, forgive me.
Sniveling idiot. God may have mercy. Mercy on your soul. But I, Grishka, Chalkash, I, Grishka, who will not
bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is my true confession. He's still lying there, Father, on the beach. I came back here to the church where I first met him. This church, Father. I was going to give all the money I had to the poor, put it in the poor box. But when I stood outside the confessional, Father,
I felt my pocket, and there was nothing. Not one ruble. I have no money. I have nothing but the sin of blood. I confess it. His blood, Grishka's. Can you see? Still on my hands. This is it, Father. I am going now to the police and tell them where to find him. It is all madness. Everything I hoped, dreamed, all gone. Goodbye, Father.
How does the author, Maxim Gorky himself, end this story? He writes, "Soon the rain and the sea spray had washed away the red stain of blood where Grishka Chelkash had lain. Washed away Grishka, washed away the footsteps of the peasant lad, and no trace was left of them on the seashore." The end. I'll be back with a postscript very shortly. A bitterness and a truth in this tale by Maxim Gorky. It was, in fact, the second story he had ever penned to paper. This account of Grishka Chelkash and other stories he wrote were based on his own experiences tramping about Russia. But it was this story of Grishka that brought the author worldwide recognition. Now, having heard it with our own ears, I think we know why. Our cast included Fred Gwynn, Bob Caliban, Earl Hammond, and Jackson Beck. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.